WCBS News Time 4:18. No way into the city of New York. Confused ways out. Let's get the latest from the WCBS Traffic Center in Chris Majette. Chris?
Well, there are some ways out. Mass transit-wise, we do have limited service on the LIRR, Metro North, and also most subway lines. Limited service. Same thing with New Jersey Transit, leaving Penn Station, heading into Newark, New Jersey. All bus service is suspended, though, into and out of Manhattan. There's no bus service. There's no city bus service south of 14th Street. There is some ferry service. If you need to get into Brooklyn, Queens, or New Jersey, you can catch a ferry from East 34th Street. Also on the west side, West 38th Street. Pier A, which is down at Battery Park, and also Pier 11 Wall Street. The Staten Island Ferry is also running, but that is into Staten Island only. All domestic flights, we are learning, are suspended until at least 12 noon tomorrow. Heading out of the city via a car or via being on foot, we do have the 59th Street Bridge in the Queensman Town Tunnel. Tunnel open Queensbound only to cars and to pedestrians. The Triborough Bridge is also open to cars heading into Queens only, and also heading from the Bronx into Queens. The Harlem River bridges are also open Bronxbound only. That includes the Willis Avenue Bridge, Madison Avenue Bridge, McCombs Dam Bridge, and also if you want to head up the West Side Highway, you can get to the outbound GW Bridge, which has one level open, Jersey bound only, and also you can take that Henry Hudson Parkway right up to the Henry Hudson Bridge. Again, that is open in one direction only, and that is on the north side. The outbound Holland and Lincoln tunnels remain shut down on the east side of Manhattan. The FDR Drive is closed both ways between Battery Park and the United Nations. As far as the Throgs Neck and Whitestone bridges go, those two bridges are open Queensbound only. All traffic is stopped if you're trying to head into the Bronx. I'm Chris Majette, WCBS 880 News.
Thank you, Chris, very much, and we'll be checking in with Chris once again in another 10 minutes for the very latest on the traffic situation to help get you out of Manhattan.
Terror strikes the U.S. A special report from WCBS.
CBS News Update, I'm Tom Foti.
You can see people jumping from the top of the building.
New York Mayor Rudolph Giuliani describing an unbelievable scene. The 110-story Twin Towers of New York's World Trade Center destroyed by a pair of apparently hijacked jetliners forced to crash into the heart of New York's financial district. This construction worker was there.
Some woman couldn't walk because she was passing out, so we helped her down. Firemen went upstairs to see if anyone else was in there.
No word on fatalities, but the expectation is there will be many, many of them as the huge twin towers, the symbols of lower Manhattan skyline, just disappear. Again, Mayor Giuliani.
We told the president that we thought that the whole rescue effort would take week or so or more.
And federal and local authorities around Washington are also in a state of emergency following an airliner attack on the Pentagon. A major part of the building now nothing but burning rubble. White House Counselor Karen Hughes.
The federal government is acting to help local communities with search and rescue and emergency management operations.
The nation's military is on its highest state of alert. Emergencies have been declared around New York and Washington and other parts of the country. All air travel grounded at least until tomorrow. Markets are closed as the nation tries to deal with the worst acts of terrorism in its history. CBS News Update, I'm Tom Foti.
Heard live here at WCBS 880. It was mayhem in the streets around the World Trade Center as people rushed into the streets trying to escape when those planes crashed into the Twin Towers. We get more on that now from WCBS reporter Sean Adams in Lower Manhattan.
In the time between the plane crashes and the collapses, it was a frantic scramble to evacuate the towers. William Rodriguez, a tower maintenance worker, found himself pressed into service as a rescuer.
I got out just before the building collapsed. Seconds. And there were still people there. There were still firemen. I'm talking about the 33rd floor, 34th floor, 38, 39, and 22nd. We were taking out some people that were on a wheelchair and a lady that had a heart attack.
People told me they were able to get down from the 86th, 82nd floors. I was just a few blocks away on Church and Park when Tower 2 came down. There was a demonic roar. I glanced up and I saw the top third of the tower leaning, the rest of it splintering and turning to dust underneath. Everyone in the street started running to escape the wave of dust washing up Broadway. In Lower Manhattan, Sean Adams, WCBS 880 News.
New York, the nation reeling after today's terrorist attacks. There is still no definite word on the number of casualties from the terrorist plane crashes that toppled the World Trade Center towers. Hundreds of people, though, are being treated at hospitals around Manhattan. WCBS reporter Kathy Carpen is at one of them. She is at Bellevue Hospital and joins us live.
And over 125 injured so far from this disaster have been brought here to Bellevue. We're told one or two people are dead on arrival or died soon soon after arriving, one of the dead, a fireman, a spokesman says he expects many emergency workers to be among the dead and injured because these are obviously the types that rushed to the scene when this event first started. Dr. Robert Hessler is in charge of emergency here at Bellevue and NYU. He expects a lot more casualties from this to be coming in as the day wears on.
I expect that as they get into the area, we're going to see more people with crush injuries, more people with very significant injuries, and then later on this evening, we'll probably get some of the patients that weren't so critical, didn't need immediate transport, they'll be brought here, and then people are going to continue to come into the hospital because they've been exposed to all the smoke and the dust and everything else, too.
Dr. Hessler says a lot of people who have been exposed to this dust, and if they're having respiratory problems, should head to the hospital and be treated there. Hundreds here are donating blood. They're still putting out a call, as you mentioned, for more blood because they're anticipating a great need. If you can get to a local hospital in your area, that might help. Kathy Karpin, live from Bellevue. Back to you.
All right, Kathy, 424 on WCBS 880. The latest word from Lower Manhattan is that two more of the World Trade Center complex buildings are about to collapse, it appears. Building 7 in the most peril right now. It is ablaze. Rescue workers, as Allison Keyes told us a few minutes ago, have pulled out of that particular area. Building 7, a much smaller, obviously, building than either of the two 110-story towers that no longer exist. Building 7 ablaze at the moment and apparently getting ready to collapse. And another building, and I believe Allison told us it was building number 5, also in danger of collapse there. There are 7 buildings making up the World Trade Center complex. 2 of them gone, of course. The World Trade Center towers, famous landmark of this city and the world, they are gone. Building 7 getting ready to come down, and another building apparently getting ready to follow it down. In terms of casualties, the mayor has given us the earliest estimates in terms of just injured, and they add up to more than 2,200 or so, and but now no speculation on the number of dead so far.
Well, as you just mentioned, there are a lot of people who are being treated at various makeshift areas. We want to go live to WCBS reporter Peter Haskell for the very latest on those trying to help those who have suffered from injuries. Peter?
Susan, a triage area has been set up here with probably more 100 nurses. They have set up a in a large...
All right, we are having a little bit of trouble with Peter's transmission there. As you can understand, cell phone connections are a little bit iffy at this point. We were just talking about Mayor Giuliani, the mayor on our air, also talking about just the number of injuries, not even begun to have been calculated. The number of deaths has not been calculated at this point either. They are still operating in a search and rescue mode, still trying to save as many lives as possible.
Well, there are a lot of injured people, police officers, firefighters, and other people. They're stunned, they're shocked, all different degrees of injury. We know we've lost a number of lives already. I don't know the number yet.
All right, that is Mayor Giuliani talking about that not only people who were in the World Trade Center towers are injured, but the rescuers, the firefighters, the police officers, many of them have been injured, and perhaps the number of lives will be lost, will be in the thousands. They are trying to help those people who suffered injuries. Let's go back to WCBS reporter Peter Haskell at Chelsea Piers. Well, let's try it one more time. Peter, you there?
I am here, Susan. Let's try it again. They've set up a makeshift operating room here in a TV studio that used to be used for Spin City. They have maybe 50 tables, desks, whatever they can, flat surfaces they can get. They've covered them with sheets. Probably more than 100 doctors and more than 100 nurses here. We expect that once they start removing survivors from that area downtown, they will bring them here for triage. If they need emergency surgery, they will get that here. Doctors from all over the city. It still looks like a volcano, like the plume just heading skyward in ash color. The wind is blowing it from west to east and just continues to pour out of the ground. The West Side Highway is closed. We've seen emergency vehicles come by from New Jersey, from Westchester County. We've seen New Jersey State Police racing by. We have seen also front-end loaders and other types of earth-moving equipment. Construction company trucks and vans have come through. They have brought in oxygen here. They brought in IVs here and IV stands. And also here, is the Reverend Jonathan Lindman, who thought when they do start bringing survivors here, that he might be able to offer some spiritual help, and we'll play a little bit of that.
People say, how does God let this happen? If someone says that, what how do you respond to that?
I would say I've had that question many, many times myself, and it is part of the struggle of faith to come to grips with that, and there are no easier pat answers ever for a question like that.
What's your role going to be here today? What are you going to be doing?
I'm on faculty at the General Theological Seminary, which is about a block from here. And some students and I are here to provide pastoral care and support. There are also clinical psychologists here, social workers, and we hope to work as a team and refer people to each other. I would hope people of other religious traditions would be present so they can have care in their own tradition, but that remains to be seen if those resources will be here.
That is the Reverend Jonathan Lindman from the General Theological Seminary. Again, you can see the smoke still pouring out from where the towers were. People here have talked about the fact, folks who walked from the World Financial Center, they saw people jumping out of the upper stories of the Twin Towers. And again, we are still waiting here at Chelsea Piers for some of the survivors to be brought here. Reporting live from Chelsea Piers, Peter Haskell, WCBS 880 News.
WCBS News Time 429. And we would also like to mention, as Cardinal Edward Egan, the vicar of the New York Archdiocese, told us here on the WCBS News Line earlier this afternoon, the Cardinal himself will be celebrating a Mass at St. Patrick's at 5:30 this afternoon.
All right, let's get you out of Manhattan if we can right now. WCBS traffic reporter Chris Majette standing by.
Well, we have gotten some good news, at least at the Throgsneck and Whitestone bridges. They are now open in both directions, and one of our CBS cellmates has actually told us that the tolls at the Throgsneck and Whitestone bridges have been waived. The Tribro Bridge is open for Queensbound traffic only, Queens and Bronxbound. You cannot get into Manhattan. If you want to use the 59th Street Bridge or the Queens Midtown Tunnel, they are both open Queensbound. A lot of people are taking it on foot and walking across the 59th Street Bridge. Same thing on the Manhattan and Williamsburg bridges. People are walking across. You cannot take a vehicle, though, on any of the lower East River crossings. The outbound Holland and Lincoln tunnels still shut down. The GW Bridge is open on the outbound upper roadway. So if you want to scoot up the West Side Highway, you can head across the GW Bridge, or you can take that Henry Hudson Parkway northbound all the way up to the Henry Hudson Bridge. That is also an option. If you want to take a ferry, you can get a ferry at West 38th Street on the West Side, East 34th Street, down near Battery Park at Pier A, and also down at Wall Street at Pier 11. And Staten Island Ferry is also running Staten Island bound only. As far as the trains go, Metro North, LIRR, New Jersey Transit, all with limited service. Amtrak has also restored service both ways between New York City and D.C. And I'm Chris Majette, WCBS 880 News.
WCBS News Time 431.
Terror strikes the U.S. A special report from WCBS.
CBS News Update. I'm Lou Meliano.
There is a national ground stop in place. That means no aircraft are taking off right now.
All air traffic across this country has been grounded until at least midday tomorrow in the wake of the unprecedented terrorist attack on the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. Hijacked airliners crashing into the high-profile targets. Joe Macaluso is a construction worker. He was on the 34th floor of Tower 1.
First, everybody started trampling everybody, and then they said, stop, stop, and take it easy, and everybody walked down normally, peacefully, and there was all kinds of smoke coming from the other end.
CBS News correspondent Scott Pelley.
Another firefighter who ran to the scene as soon as he knew what was happening came out and told us that he didn't see any wounded people around the World Trade Centers. He just saw what he described as parts of bodies.
Much the same story at the Pentagon, where only now emergency crews are beginning to make their way through the debris. President Bush is safe and secure at a Strategic Air Command base near Omaha and has ordered a full-scale investigation. CBS News Update. I'm Lou Maliano.
The very latest heard live here on WCBS 880, our continuing live coverage of the terrorist attacks on America, starting off with the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center, which are no longer. Planes crashed into both of those towers. The towers have collapsed. The fire continues to burn at the towers. And now two of the other buildings in the World Trade Center complex are also said to be threatening to collapse as well. We have reporters throughout the area keeping keeping you up to date on this terrorist act against the United States as you continue to see that smoke billowing from the financial area of New York City. The survivors being pulled from the rubble. There are survivors. There are many people, though, who did not make it out of those buildings that collapsed. The terror attack on the towers has caused an untold number of deaths.
WCBS News Time 4:33, and among the reporters covering the story for us, Irene Cornell, standing by at Grand Central Terminal, where she has commuters trying to get out of the city, but also some people who witnessed this horrific attack this morning. Irene?
When you see the people with a stunned look in their eyes, it's because they came from Lower Manhattan. Many of them saw the World Trade Center crumble from their office windows. They could not believe what they are seeing, but now the World Trade Center is just a puff of smoke. This woman just said she's still in shock.
Everything started crumbling and coming down as billows and billows of just crumbled. But to see the plane go into the building, I mean, it's like you're in a movie. This only happens in a movie. This doesn't happen to New York.
This doesn't happen to New York is what people are still saying. They still can't believe it. They are now scrambling just to get out of the city. And at Grand Central Terminal, the trains have been running north, getting people home. Over 30,000 commuters had left the city by 3 o'clock this afternoon, and more are leaving as fast as they can. Reporting live, Irene Cornell, WCBS 880 News.
Thank you, Irene. When we woke up this morning, we thought it would be just another day here in New York City, a day we would go to the polls and try and conduct an election, a primary election. The election in the city postponed. The election in the state of New York also postponed today by Governor Pataki following the attack on the World Trade Center buildings. The airports have all grounded all planes. All planes are on the ground right now. There is not a single airplane that will take off or land in the United States until at least tomorrow at 12 noon, the first time ever that the FAA has grounded all aircraft flying in or out of this country. The governor has deployed the National Guard to come to the Lower Manhattan area. They will be on duty in the city tonight. As for President Bush, he was in Sarasota, Florida when these attacks began just before 9 o'clock here in New York City. And then about an hour later, a plane slammed into the side of the Pentagon. That building also still on fire. The president has now been relocated to an Air Force base in Nebraska. Karen Hughes telling us that he is in a safe place right now. He is considering an address to the nation tonight. You want to stay with WCBS 880. We will carry that live when it does happen.
And as we woke up this morning, nor did we have any indication that we would be participating and witness to one of the most heinous acts in world history. That's a quote from Mayor Rudy Giuliani describing what he saw in Lower Manhattan this morning. He, the police commissioner and the fire commissioner, were in a building quite nearby the World Trade Center when it was attacked. In fact, the mayor, the police commissioner, and the fire commissioner were trapped in that building for a time after the World Trade Center were attacked. That was a particular building, 75 Barclay Street, and the mayor, police commissioner, fire commissioner couldn't get out until sometime after, a few minutes after, the first tower of the World Trade Center collapsed, and then they were able to escape through underground corridors. We also know that as far as national officials, the Secretary of State and is heading back to the United States. The Vice President Cheney and the National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice are in secure facilities at the White House. The Secretary of Defense remains at the Pentagon, which continues to be on fire from an attack, a plane slamming into the west side of that building, the seat of America's military might, in fact. Also the target of a hijacked plane crashed directly into the Pentagon. The Pentagon's still on fire. Officials saying there are dead within the Pentagon. Don't know how many. Haven't been able to reach any of the people inside the Pentagon. But the Secretary of Defense is said to still be at the Pentagon. The president at an Air Force base, as Susan said, in Omaha, Nebraska, Offutt Air Force Base. And there will be, as we have been telling you, no flights. This country is shut down. No flights until at least noon tomorrow. City shut down. Country shut down. An extraordinary day in the history of this city and this country.
We are also just now learning, too, from a White House spokesman, Ari Fleischer, that President Bush is now returning to Washington, and the White House expected to be there later on today after traveling to those secure military bases in both Louisiana and then in Nebraska, vowing to hunt down those responsible for this attack on the United States. The attack began this morning here in Manhattan, and we are going to do another roundup of exactly what transpired this morning. But first, we want to help you get out of Manhattan. If that is your mission right now, let's get over to the traffic center. WCBS traffic reporter Chris Majette can help.
Well, we'll talk about the roads first. The east side of Manhattan, the FDR Drive, is closed. You're not going to be able to drive on the FDR from Battery Park up to the United Nations. If you do want to cross the East River, you can use the Queens Midtown Tunnel, the 59th Street Bridge, or the Triborough Bridge. They are taking vehicles and also pedestrians walking across the 59th Street Bridge. We also have pedestrians walking into Brooklyn via the Williamsburg Bridge and the Manhattan Bridge, but no vehicles at all on any of the lower East River crossings. Now, as far as the Harlem River crossings go, all those bridges are open heading into the Bronx. That includes the Willis Avenue Bridge, the Madison Avenue Bridge, the McCombs Dam Bridge. Also, you can take it up the West Side Highway to the outbound GW Bridge. We do have that upper roadway open, Jersey bound, and also the northbound Henry Hudson Parkway. The Henry Hudson Bridge is open heading up into the Bronx, so that is also an option. Outbound Holland and Lincoln tunnels remain closed down. By the way, let me just tell you about the Throgs Neck and Whitestone bridges. They are now open both ways. They were closed for a while. One of our CBS cellmates told us that they actually waived the tolls at those two bridges, the Throgs Neck and Whitestone. As far as transit goes, most subway lines are running now, but with limited service. All bus service into and out of Manhattan has been suspended until further notice. There's no bus service in Manhattan south of 14th Street. Limited New Jersey transit service on trains out of Penn Station heading into Newark. Amtrak has resumed service both directions between New York City and Washington, D.C., and also limited service on Metro North. Long Island Railroad, there is ferry service leaving the west side, the east side. Also, Staten Island ferries are running, but with limited service into Staten Island only. I'm Chris Majette, WCBS 880 News.
All right, Chris, thanks very much. And we're going to check in with Chris in another 10 minutes on the very latest on the traffic situation here in Manhattan.
Terror strikes the U.S. A special report from WCBS.
CBS News Update. I'm Tom Foti. They are appealing for blood as they try to save the living and count the dead at the now-destroyed Twin Towers of the World Trade Center, the 110-story symbols of lower New York City. Mayor Rudolph Giuliani.
We know there are still people there that are alive and that can be saved, so the entire effort is right now geared toward helping them.
But the risk there is not over. CBS News correspondent Pamela McCall.
There are two more buildings that are in a perilous situation. At least one is about to go. The status of the second one is not known at this time, but they are battling fires on several fronts here.
At the Pentagon, similar search and rescue operations underway after a hijacked jetliner attack there. Admiral Craig Quigley.
Right now, our focus is on controlling the fires in the building, taking a head count of the injured, making sure families are notified. That's our priority right now.
More on the military status from White House counselor Karen Hughes.
We contacted American forces and embassies throughout the world and placed them on high alert.
As for the nation's leadership,
the United States Secret Service immediately secured the President, the Vice President, and the Speaker of the House, and they are all safe.
Mr. Bush issuing this promise during a stop at a Louisiana Air Force base.
Make no mistake, the United States will hunt down and punish those responsible for these cowardly acts.
The president now reported in the air again as the nation assesses the effects of the worst terrorism in its history. Many normal operations closed or suspended, among them the markets and sports. The stock exchange is staying closed tomorrow. CBS News Update, I'm Tom Foti.
Terror strikes the U.S. A special report from WCBS.
Black smoke continues to billow from the nation's financial center in New York and its military nerve center in Washington, the Pentagon. Fires continue to blaze at both locations. Two more buildings in the World Trade Center complex or nearby are still burning and reportedly about to collapse. Let's get the latest on that from Allison Keyes near the scene. Allison?
Chief Robert Hemsworth of Battalion 48 says firefighters are pulling back for fear that a 40-story building just north of of where the towers were, is going to collapse, and if it does, it may hit a six-story building that's right next to it. Right now, they said they're very unstable. They're pulling people out of there. They just don't want anybody else hurt. Plus, there are reports that there's diesel fuel in one of the burning buildings, so they're worried about that as well. But the worst news from here is that as many as 20 fire companies and scores of police officers were in the towers when they collapsed. Firefighters here are sitting around. Many of them have tears in their eyes, so they're just devastated over the loss of their colleagues. I just spoke to Dr. Gerald Ginsberg. He's a surgeon, a plastic surgeon from NYU downtown, who was taking care of some of the injured. He says he's handled everything from people burned over 90% of their bodies to others who have had limbs and other extremities sheared off by glass. It's really a horror scene here. We're live in Lower Manhattan. Allison Keyes, WCBS 880 News.
Allison, before we lose you, this report that the 40-story building, which is north of the Trade Center, may collapse, and it has officials very concerned, and may even fall on a smaller building. Is that in addition to the earlier reports we heard that another of the World Trade Center complex buildings, specifically number 7, was in peril of coming down?
I think that the shorter building may actually be World Trade Center number 7, but no one standing at this corner is actually sure of the address. People are just trying to pull out and give them some room to get some more equipment in there.
All right, Allison Keyes live from very close to the scene of the devastation at the World Trade Center.
Here's what we can tell you right now. There were 4 planes that were apparently involved in today's terrorist attack. American Airlines says 2 of its planes, both hijacked, crashed with a total of 156 people on board. Flight 11, which was a flight from Boston to Los Angeles, and Flight 77 from Dulles to Los Angeles, were involved from American Airlines. United Airlines also lost 2 planes. Flight 93, which had 45 people on board. United Flight 175 was the other flight. It was a flight from Boston to Los Angeles. And let me just backtrack a little bit. That United Airlines flight number 93 was a flight that took off this morning from Newark International Airport for San Francisco. That's the one that crashed southeast of Pittsburgh with 45 people on board. And that is the one where a passenger was able to use his cell phone to call emergency personnel, yelling into the phone, "We are being hijacked, we're being hijacked," just before that plane crashed. There are injuries, there are deaths. And let's deal first with the injuries. WCBS reporter Peter Haskell is at Chelsea Pier, where the makeshift triage location has been set up. Peter?
And Susan, just a few moments ago, we saw a couple of vans pull up with more doctors and more medical supplies. Earlier, we noted there were probably more than 100 doctors and nurses here already. They're continuing to bring people in. They've set up a makeshift operating room in a television studio that used to be used by Sin City. They're actually using some of the lights that would normally be used for the TV production to light these tables. They've just put sheets over whatever they could find, plywood, tables, desks, whatever they could find. There have been doctors here. We spoke a short time ago with an NYPD nurse who was in Queens at her office when this whole thing started this morning.
And we were on the 16th floor looking out towards the 2 towers, and we had seen that one was smoking. We had heard on the radio that it was hit by a plane, and as we were observing that smoke, we actually saw the second plane hit the building. And so what had happened is everyone was just told no one's going home, and we were going to be mobilized, and we sat around until they told us where to go. And myself and Dr. Magliotto were assigned to come here to assist in anything that we could do with the other medical personnel.
Do you have a handle on what kinds of things that you're going to be doing? What's going to be going on here?
We won't know until people start coming in.
And any idea what the game plan is?
Well, it's always to bring. We brought numerous medical supplies with us in helping with if there was going to be mass casualties, and just helping to have enough things on hand.
So they brought in oxygen tanks, rubber gloves, all kinds of gowns and things that the surgical garb that they would need. I will tell you now that looking downtown, it's just a tower of smoke still rising from where the Twin Towers used to be, ash-colored, a very light gray, still just billowing out of there as if it had just happened. This is not just a trickle of smoke. This is just
large plumes of billowing smoke. There are also folks lined up on the other side of Chelsea Piers. There are free ferries running to get people to New Jersey, and they've been running all day. Both the Circle Line and the Spirit cruise ships have been taking folks back and forth. As a matter of fact, we spoke to someone early this morning, right after this happened, a gentleman who lived downtown, walked up here, doesn't know anybody in New Jersey, doesn't live in New Jersey, but just wanted to get off Manhattan Island. He was desperate, and that's just the way things have been. Reporting live from Chelsea Piers, Peter Haskell, WCBS 880 News.
Peter, you mentioned the smoke that continues to billow out from the fires that continue to burn there around the World Trade Center complex. The ash falling as well. Is that falling in your area?
No, we're quite a ways up from there, but we can certainly see the wind is blowing up from the west, so those folks who are on the east side and a little bit farther downtown are likely getting that. And we also spoke to some folks who were down in the South Street Seaport area, and they talked about the raining smoke, raining debris and ash. So, and we've seen some of the ambulances here with literally an inch or two of ash on the windshield, seeming as if they perhaps needed their windshield wipers. So that gives you an idea of just to how thick this ash and debris is.
Peter Haskell reporting live on WCBS 880. You're listening to continuing live coverage of the terrorist attacks on New York and Washington.
WCBS News Time 4:48, and this time on any normal day, we'd be into the thick of a rush hour, everybody trying to get out of Manhattan. Well, folks are trying some to get out of Manhattan. Nobody's been able to come in ever since this happened early this morning, about 9 o'clock. Let's get the latest now from Chris Majette at the WCBS Traffic Center. Chris?
Well, a lot of folks have actually been trying to get out of Manhattan since about 9:15 this morning. The Holland and Lincoln tunnels remain closed. By the way, you cannot walk through the tunnels. Port Authority has told us that some people have some crazy ideas about walking through the outbound Lincoln Tunnel. You cannot walk through the Holland or Lincoln tunnels to get into New Jersey. You can't drive through them either. Some people are making their way out of the city into Jersey via the GW Bridge. That upper level is open. You can take the West Side Highway up to the George. You can take that West Side Highway, Henry Hudson Parkway combination up to the Henry Hudson Bridge. That will also work out. Lower East River crossings, Brooklyn, Manhattan, and Williamsburg bridges are closed to vehicular traffic, but some people are taking it on foot. The Brooklyn Battery Tunnel also shut down. You can use the Queens Midtown Tunnel or the 59th Street Bridge. You can drive into Queens via either of those two crossings. Same thing at the Triborough Bridge. Tappan Zee Bridge is also still open in each direction. Let's get a check on the weather now from Craig Allen, WCBS Weather Center.
Around 60 in the city, 50 to 55 for the suburbs, 45 to 50 in the chilly inland valleys, this under clear skies. Sunny tomorrow, 72 to 78. Thursday, sunny to partly cloudy, about 80. We could see a shower late Thursday or Thursday night, then clearing and cooler Friday. Fair, dry, and cool for Saturday and Sunday. I'm Craig Allen at the WCBS Weather Center.
Terror strikes the U.S. A special report from WCBS.
CBS News Update. I'm John Hartshead.
Freedom itself was attacked this morning by a faceless coward. And freedom will be defended.
President Bush, soon after this morning's terrorist attacks in New York and Washington, the president was in Florida when the attacks happened. Then he was rushed away to secure Air Force bases in Louisiana and Nebraska. Now aides say the president is on the way back to Washington. In New York, there's danger of more World Trade Center buildings collapsing. The two huge towers fell earlier today.
The number of casualties will be more than any of us can bear, ultimately.
New York Mayor Rudolph Giuliani. In Washington, the Pentagon was the target, hit by another hijacked airliner. One Pentagon wing was heavily damaged. A fourth hijacked airliner crashed in western Pennsylvania. There will be many questions about the adequacy of U.S. security, but CBS News aviation correspondent Bob Orr points out,
if you have a suicide terrorist willing to die in the attack, it could be. He could walk right through a manned checkpoint. He can fit the profile of all the normal passengers and through some kind of means on the plane take control of that airliner.
No terrorist group has claimed responsibility, but in Jerusalem, CBS News reporter Robert Berger says there was jubilant reaction by some enemies of the U.S.
In some parts of the West Bank and Gaza Strip, Palestinians took to the streets to celebrate the attacks. But the Palestinian Authority has condemned the attacks and quickly dispersed the celebrants.
All U.S. airports remain closed. CBS News Update. I'm John Hartshead.
The very latest heard live here on WCBS 880. With this kind of situation, there is now a critical need for blood. And on the WCBS Newsline with us now is Linda Levy with the New York Blood Center. How critical is the shortage?
Well, actually, we don't really know exactly because we haven't heard from hospitals this afternoon, but we've had a tremendous response from the public, which is really gratifying. I think people are obviously very moved by the tragedy that occurred this morning. In fact, we have very, very lengthy delays of lines of people who have turned out to donate blood. We've probably collected several thousand pints already today, which is very, very good news. We're at the point now where we're triaging for type O donors and Rh negative donors first and foremost. We're actually encouraging other people to come back in the next few days rather than wait 6, 7, 8 hours online.
So, Linda, from what you can understand and the demands being made on the blood supply, can you give us any indication from your perspective of how many injured we're dealing with around the city and in the various hospitals?
You know, I wish I could. We're really waiting for that information ourselves. We haven't, earlier this morning when we first heard about the tragedy, we were proactive and we called all of the hospitals in the downtown Manhattan area and offered to meet any extraordinary needs that they had. We contacted the police and the city emergency management department to be sure that we would have escorts so that we could guarantee picking up any blood that was being collected and delivering it to the hospitals because of the traffic chaos throughout New York. And we secured those escorts, and we have been able to get blood around town. As I said, this afternoon we haven't been hearing from the hospitals as much, so I don't have an up-to-date status of what the patient's situation is. But we're delighted, as I said, that the public response for the need for blood has been so tremendous. We're really encouraged by that, but we also don't want people to wait hours and hours and hours on end. So as I said, we're right now triaging type O donors, and that's the most in-demand type right now. And we're encouraging people to check with us as the days, the next few days roll around so that they don't have to wait 6 and 7 hours. We want to make sure that their time is well spent.
All right, Linda, thanks very much. We appreciate the information right now. That's Linda Levy with the New York Blood Center. People are responding. New Yorkers are pulling together as usual, as is the case in a tragedy such as this magnitude right now.
WCBS News Time 4:54. We have been telling you about the National Guard ordered into Lower Manhattan by Governor Pataki, and I think it bears repeating what the mayor said earlier. This is no further cause for alarm. These National Guardsmen and state police officers, a total of about 2,000, are being brought here essentially to be relief for the city firefighters and the city police, who are all on duty and all have been called to duty and all working yeoman jobs down in Lower Manhattan trying to provide a rescue effort down there. We could also report to you that Mayor Giuliani told reporters a little while ago that an additional city morgue has been set up on the west side of Manhattan in the 50s, the official city morgue, of course, on the east side in the 30s over on First Avenue, but this tragedy necessitating apparently another morgue be set up on the west side in the 50s. Two buildings continue to burn in the World Trade Center area. They may be part of the complex. They may not be. As Allison Keyes reported earlier, firefighters and fire officials pulling back in that area because a 40-story building that she reported that is just north of the World Trade Center complex is in danger of coming down and may bring down, if it does, a smaller building nearby. And that smaller building may in fact be number 7 World Trade Center. If that were to happen, that of course would be 3 of the World Trade Center buildings gone as a result of these attacks on the United States today. We should tell you that President Bush, who was in Omaha at an Air Force base most recently, off at Air Force Base, is on Air Force One now, heading back to Washington. Other officials of the administration are in secure facilities at the White House and other places around Washington.
It's been about 8 hours now since that first plane crashed into the north side of one of the towers of the World Trade Center, believed to have been American Airlines flight number 11 out of Boston to Los Angeles. And then about 18 minutes later, a second plane, believed to have been a United Airlines flight, crashed into the side of the second tower. Within an hour, the tower started to collapse. It was mayhem in the streets when those towers did collapse earlier today. WCBS reporter Mary Gay Taylor had a close call.
Could see the explosion and everybody ran, and it was like time stood still. I realized I couldn't get out of range, so I got under an EMS truck.
Kobe?
And that is Mary Gay Taylor. At the time when the Twin Towers collapsed, the fire still going right now. You can see the smoke for miles. A couple of other buildings in the World Trade Center complex also dangerously close to collapsing as well. The firefighters, the rescue workers, those have been on the scene trying to find survivors, have been pulling back because of that possible danger of more buildings collapsing. WCBS News Time 4:57.
And WCBS reporter Holly Hare is on Long Island with the latest from there. Holly, what can you tell us?
All right, we're going to bring up Holly Hare right now. Holly, go ahead and tell us.
They're just happy to be off of Long Island. The trains are packed coming from the city. Mark Lim lives a block from the World Trade Center. His building was evacuated. He hid in a store when that smoke cloud was chasing him, and then after that, he left Manhattan by foot and is heading to stay with friends here on Long Island.
The smoke was chasing us, so everyone started. We walked across Brooklyn Bridge. I was lost. I ran into a couple of people, and they just, you know, took me to the Long Island Railroad, and I didn't know anything. I just hopped on any train.
Now, we do have some new information from the LIRR that they have restored limited westbound service to Penn Station and Brooklyn. Earlier, the trains were only going up to Jamaica, but again, now they are going to Penn Station and Brooklyn, live at the Mineola train station. Holly Hare, WCBS 880 News.
All right, Holly, thanks very much, and we're going to help you get around just a little bit more now, but first we have information that we want to tell you about. The United States suspects that it was indeed Osama bin Laden in the terrorist attacks today. That word now coming out of Washington, D.C., from two officials. The report on the Associated Press wires here that it is suspected that Osama bin Laden did indeed orchestrate, responsible in some way for these two terrorist attacks on the Twin Towers, the World Trade Center, as well as the Pentagon in Washington, D.C.
One of the most heinous acts in world history is what Mayor Rudy Giuliani called it. Let's see if we can help you get out of the city right now. We go to the traffic desk and Chris Magin.
Well, as Holly Hare was mentioning, LIRR limited service on trains out of Penn Station and now into Penn Station as well. Metro North also operating on a Saturday schedule, so we do have trains leaving Grand Central about every 10 or 15 minutes on all three Metro North lines heading northbound. Amtrak has resumed service between New York City and Washington, D.C. New Jersey Transit has limited service out of Penn Station. Most subway lines are running, but with limited service. There is no bus service, though, into or out of Manhattan. The Holland and Lincoln tunnels, of course, still shut down. You cannot walk through any of the tunnels either. Something very important to keep in mind there. Holland and Lincoln tunnels closed. GW Bridge, Jersey-bound upper roadway remains open, so that's an option. And if you're heading into Queens, you can take a car across the 59th Street Bridge, also the Queens Midtown Tunnel and the Triborough Bridge. They are all open. Throgsnick and Whitestone Bridge is now also completely open both ways. And according to one of our CBS cellmates, the tolls have been waived at those two bridges. Tappan Zee Bridge is probably the only bridge that is completely open in each direction, and traffic is actually moving very well. I'm Chris Majette, WCBS 880 News.
All right, Chris, thanks very much. You want to keep it right here at WCBS 880 for continuing live coverage of the terrorist attacks on America. WCBS New York.
CBS News. I'm Lou Miliano. All airline traffic across the U.S. has been grounded until at least noon tomorrow in the wake of hijacked jetliners today slamming into both towers of the World Trade Center in New York and the Pentagon near Washington. In Washington, CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
As President Bush returns to Washington from a secure Nebraska Air Force base, the White House is trying to reassure the nation that government is working. The president is expected to address the nation tonight. Bush counselor Karen Hughes.
Every federal agency has implemented continuity of operations plans to make sure the government continues to function effectively.
The Pentagon is still smoldering from one of today's attacks. Pentagon spokesman Admiral Craig Quigley was there when disaster struck.
Despite the size of the Pentagon building, many in the building felt a thud and heard kind of a muffled explosion.
Even hours later, officials say it's impossible to estimate the number of casualties at a Defense Department left defenseless by today's attack. Live in Washington, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Lower Manhattan, meanwhile, has been described as looking like a war zone.
What used to be the World Trade Center towers, they're both gone.
CBS News correspondent Pamela McCall.
I'm standing here watching ambulances go by. They're covered in about 3 inches of soot and ashes. It resembles the scene of a volcanic eruption with firemen and emergency personnel now donning face masks so that they can breathe through this.
Eyewitnesses had no doubt about what they saw. The attacks were deliberate.
It didn't look like there was any trouble at all with the plane. He didn't swerve at all. He just landed directly in the building. It was like almost like a gray black color in nature on the plane. He was like he wanted to fly into the building.
Others were closer to the horror.
When I looked over, there was this guy that was on fire, so I kind of like ran over and I tried to like put the fire out on him, and he was like screaming, and I just told him to roll, and he said he can't.
Terrorism expert Neil Livingston says today's attacks did not come without incredible planning and understanding of what needed to be done.
Tens of thousands of people work or visit the World Trade Center every day. The loss of life is going to be horrific, and it appears that they learned from their previous attack what the vulnerabilities of the buildings were and carried out attacks designed to target each tower individually and to hopefully collapse them, and they were able to do that.
The main U.S. stock exchanges will not resume trading tomorrow. That would be the New York, the American, and the NASDAQ. The New York Mercantile Exchange, where energy futures are traded, is in the nearby World Financial Center, and many of the nation's investment firms have at least some of their operations in the area, and the extent of the physical and emotional wreckage could limit their ability to restart quickly. CBS News correspondent Bob Orr says officials are very interested in finding the cockpit voice recorder of the plane that crashed in Pennsylvania. Officials feel it may have the best clue as to what happened. That plane was in the air 2 hours before it went down. This is CBS News.
Terror strikes the U.S. A special report from WCBS.
And this is continuing team coverage from WCBS. Good evening. This is Cameron Swayze.
I'm Paul Merdane. Continuing team coverage here at WCBS 880.
A pall hangs over New York City and the nation this evening. A pall compounded of equal parts of thick, acrid smoke from what was the World Trade Center and of the evil fog wrought by the demonic destruction of the worst terrorist attack in the history of the United States. At about 9 o'clock this morning, two hijacked jetliners being flown by terrorists on a suicide mission crashed into the twin 110-story World Trade Center towers. Within an hour and a half, the North and then the South Tower, both buildings had collapsed, falling to street level in a ghastly waterfall of shattered glass and concrete. Smoke and flames still billow from the wreckage of the World Trade Center building.
Cameron, it's one of the most devastating attacks in American history. The World Trade Center attacked by hijacked planes crumbling into the streets of Lower Manhattan. Now two of the complex's other buildings are burning and in danger of collapse. Rescue crews are beginning the daunting task of searching for survivors and bodies. Mayor Giuliani says the number of casualties will be more than most of us can bear.
Obviously, the effort is focused on trying to save as many people as we can. We know there are still people there that are alive and that can be saved, so the entire effort is right now geared toward helping them.
There are thousands of casualties, thousands unaccounted for in Washington. The Pentagon hit by a crashing plane and a fourth airliner crashed in Pennsylvania.
The attack is bringing New Yorkers together. They always come together in times of great crisis and emergency. They're coming together to pray and to mourn. Cardinal Edward Egan had these words of support and reassurance.
We keep ourselves calm. We recognize we're in the hands of our Lord. And we react to all of this as the Lord would have us react, with understanding, with commitment to defend ourselves.
He, as the Cardinal says, he is going to hold a Mass at St. Patrick's Cathedral at 5:30 this evening. That's about 25 minutes from now.
5:05 here at WCBS, and getting around in Manhattan has been all but impossible today. Let's head to the traffic center, get the very latest in the update now. Good afternoon, Tom Kaminsky.
Well, good afternoon, Paul, and good afternoon, Cameron. It has been just an incredible day of trying to get around, which has been more easily accomplished on foot than anything else. Now, we need to go to the Hudson River crossings first. The Holland and Lincoln tunnels have been closed since shortly after this ordeal began this morning. Now, I spoke to a friend of mine, a good friend, Officer Larry Mays, at the Lincoln Tunnel, and he has urged me to pass this message along to you. There is no foot traffic allowed at the Lincoln or Holland Tunnels, or Holland Tunnel for that matter, and this is very important because the safety of the tunnels is being compromised by people walking through them. So he has urged me to pass this along. I'm doing that, and that is certainly something that you need to keep in mind. You will not be able to do that. If you are walking toward the water at this point, the ferry service may just be your best bet. New York Waterway is up and running. There is no bus service at all into or out of Manhattan. New Jersey Transit has very limited service. PATH trains at this point are still not running. Now, the city subways, there are disruptions, especially into lower Manhattan, but by and large, the subway train system is at this point running. The LIRR running with eastbound trains only and limited service, and Metro North is running now apparently on a Saturday schedule out of Grand Central. And let's go over to Irene Cornell. She's at Grand Central. And Irene, I understand you spoke just moments ago with Metro North spokesperson Margie Anders.
Yes, Margie Anders said that by about 11 o'clock this morning, traumatized New Yorkers by the hundreds had made it to Grand Central Terminal, most of them coming on foot, many of them from lower Manhattan. Many of them had witnessed the terrorist act. They had seen the planes crashing into the World Trade Towers and seen the grand buildings reduced to a giant cloud of smoke and rubble. These were people who wanted to get out of New York City. So the trains began running on a load and run basis. They fill them up and take them out, heading due north, said Margie Anders.
When we first resumed train service, we had to make announcements on track assignments. And some people were in a very big hurry to get to those trains. I think the mood was high anxiety, and a lot of people were determined to get on those trains and get out of them.
Her fear was that somebody would fall and get trampled. That's the way the crowds were moving. That didn't happen. People got out safely, and it's pretty calm here at Grand Central now. They've already taken out about 70,000 people have gotten back on the trains and gotten out of the city. Reporting live, Irene Cornell, WCBS 880 News.
And for more information now on getting out of the city, what's moving, what's not, let's go to Tom Kaminsky.
All right, Cameron, and let's go back to what is not moving. The Holland and Lincoln tunnels, as we said, are closed down. Lower East River bridges, essentially, if you are looking at any sort of a map of lower Manhattan, anything trying to get into Manhattan is going to be blocked. All of these approaches are going to be blocked. Now, especially in lower Manhattan, the Williamsburg Bridge, Brooklyn Bridge, Manhattan Bridge, Battery Tunnel, they are closed in both directions. Headed out of Manhattan into Queens, the 59th Street Bridge is open, and the Midtown Tunnel is also open. But certainly keep in mind what we are going to have to be dealing with here. We're talking pedestrian traffic as well as vehicular traffic. It really is going to, it's a situation that urges caution everywhere you go this afternoon and into this evening. The Triborough Bridge into Manhattan is closed. Now, back over to New Jersey, the eastbound lanes of Route 3 have been closed at the western spur of the New Jersey Turnpike. No one is allowed past Giant Stadium in toward Manhattan. That is being kept free. Those roads are being kept open and kept free. The eastbound express lanes of Route 80 are closed down at the Garden State Parkway. There have been sporadic closings at the top of the New Jersey Turnpike at the 80 and 95 interchange in Ridgefield Park. This has really loaded up Route 46 from Teterboro in through the area of the New Jersey Turnpike. Now, the Tappan Zee Bridge at this point is open. It is open and up and running in both directions onto and across that Tappan Zee Bridge. So the farther north and west you go from the area of Manhattan, the better off you are currently. Now, on the island, we at this point do not have any reports of any big problems yet on Long Island, but we will be keeping tabs on the roads there as well.
Terror strikes the U.S. A special report from WCBS.
CBS News Update. I'm John Hartshee.
Make no mistake, the United States will hunt down and punish those responsible for these cowardly acts.
President Bush spoke earlier today after terrorists used hijacked planes to destroy the World Trade Center in New York and damage the Pentagon. White House officials say the president will speak to the nation again this evening. Mr. Bush is headed back to Washington now. Right after the attacks, he was rushed away from a speaking engagement in Florida to secure Air Force bases, first in Louisiana, then in Nebraska. The hijacked airplane attacks on the World Trade Center were 8 hours ago. The two tall towers collapsed earlier in the day, but CBS News reporter Pamela McCall in New York tells us the fire is still causing terrible damage.
I'm watching the smoke billow out of yet another building. We're told by both fire and police officials
that this building, too, may well implode at any minute, all eyes looking skyward yet again as the smoke turns from gray to black and back to gray again.
CBS News national security correspondent David Martin, reporting from outside of the damaged Pentagon, says the Defense Department's first order of business is to guard against another attack.
That's why, for instance, that the U.S. military has put all of its bases on the highest state of alert, and that is why the Pentagon has ordered aircraft carriers to New York City, amphibious ships to New York City, cruisers.
Airports remain closed as well. CBS News update. I'm John Hartson.
Part of our live continuing coverage right here at WCBS 880.
WCBS News time is 5:12. Mayor Giuliani's very preliminary figures were that 600 people were being treated at hospitals. Another 1,500 of what he called walking wounded were evacuated to Liberty Park, taken across the river to New Jersey. Mayor Giuliani said there are survivors, some of them bloodied, shell-shocked, and soot-stained, stumbled away from the ruins of the World Trade Center. There are more than 2,000 fire, police, and other rescue workers now on the scene of what were the twin towers of the World Trade Center. As for the dead, the mayor said he feared the casualty toll would be more than we could bear. Hospital emergency rooms in the city have been overwhelmed. An urgent call has gone out to all doctors and nurses available to come forward and volunteer. WCBS reporter Kathy Carpen is at Bellevue Hospital.
More than 140 injured here, at least one dead, a fireman at Bellevue, where emergency room official Dr. Rob Hessler has been in touch with some of those doing the rescue effort going on at what were the Twin Towers.
I just spoke to EMS, and they said that they can't even, one of the EMS people, I just asked them what it's like at the scene, and they said they can't even predict how many patients right now as they arrive, because patients are just coming out of damaged buildings. They're pulling people out as fast as they can. While he was there, they actually extricated one guy that had his legs amputated. He said that the amount of patients, the extent of the injuries, you can't really predict. But
Hessler says a lot of people who were in the area of Lower Manhattan and were subjected to the dust and debris may be experiencing respiratory problems. This could be a big problem for asthmatics. Anyone in distress should go to a hospital. The call for blood here at Bellevue has been answered heartily. It's going to take them 12 hours to process the hundreds of pints that have been donated here, but the doctors want people to come back to redonate more blood tomorrow. But if you do want to donate, you can go to another nearby hospital. I'm sure that blood will be needed. Kathy Carpen, live at Bellevue. Back to you in the studio.
Kathy, thanks. And speaking of the blood donation and that urgent call that has gone out, WCBS reporter Rich Lamb joining us more live now with more on that, Rich.
That urgent call has been quite effective and says a lot about the mood of the people in New York City. The Red Cross has never seen a response like this, never, ever, they say. Crowds lined up here in front of the office on Amsterdam and 67th, where the flags are flying at half-mast, the Red Cross flag and the American flag. So many people lined up that at first there were many hours of waits to donate blood, and now the Red Cross is simply saying, don't come here until tomorrow morning unless you are O positive. Then you can show up at any point because they really need that blood most of all. Lawyer David Ambersee is one of those donating. He came
To get blood. I mean, I've heard that blood is urgently needed, so I came to get blood.
How do you feel about what happened? What goes through your mind when you think about this attack?
It's mind-boggling, tragic. It's just shocking.
What should the U.S. do?
Well, we should wait till we find out who's responsible. And then punish them accordingly. They'll probably not do anything until we find out who for sure is responsible.
Others at a local deli, though, were demanding revenge right away. One man was saying loudly, I hope the President Bush says yes to an attack tonight. Live on the West Side, Rich Lamb, WCBS 880 News.
We've been hearing the reports of all the people who are volunteering and how the hospitals have put out emergency calls, not just for blood, but for doctors and nurses. And I have a personal anecdote I'll just throw in here. My younger son, Evan, is a physician. He just finished his surgical residency. He happened to be in New York City. He rushed to the nearest hospital, and they said, into the emergency room right away.
Yeah. All shoulders to the wheel in a situation
exactly
like this.
Exactly so.
Yeah, so you want to keep it here at WCBS 880 right now, 5:15 WCBS news time. And with New York City in a full emergency footing, Mayor Giuliani seeking to reassure New Yorkers, the mayor has said that terrorism can't stop us. Lower Manhattan, let's go live there right now. WCBS reporter Mary Gay Taylor right now.
walking down 6th Avenue, I saw a Westchester firefighters covering for Engine 24 and Ladder 5 in Greenwich Village while the home firefighters battle the World Trade Center fires. Sanitation trucks with plows are now moving in to clean up some of the ash. Down around City Hall, where it's a staging area for the emergency workers, I found a crew from Middletown, New Jersey, and Chief Greg Papalius. Come in.
Well, they had requested through our Middletown OEM office to respond with our mobile air unit, and that's why we're here.
What does your air unit do?
It is a compressor that creates breathing air for the firemen's self-contained breathing apparatus in their bottles.
The air tank, so when they go in and the air is just so thick, they can replenish their tanks with this crew from Middletown, New Jersey. People are still wandering around downtown, just looking up at the still-burning buildings or trying to get home by ferry across the Brooklyn Bridge. There are buses picking people up who start across the Brooklyn Bridge. And there are the emergency workers. The streets are full of them, some of them just resting and getting a bit of water, and others coming in to start fresh to relieve the ones who've been working so hard all day. Reporting live from downtown, Mary Gay Taylor, WCBS 880 News.
Now 8 hours after catastrophe struck in lower Manhattan, the smoke remains in the air over the lower tip of the island of Manhattan. Governor Pataki has ordered National Guard to New York City. Today's primary election canceled. The stock markets did not open. City Hall and other government buildings were swiftly evacuated and a security cordon was thrown around them.
Acting Governor Donald DeFrancesco in New Jersey has declared a state of emergency there, giving him the power to mobilize the state police, the National Guard, and emergency units to deal with the aftermath of today's terrorist attack on the World Trade Center.
Right now, 518 here at WCBS, and Let's Help You Get Around has been all but impossible today on the island of Manhattan. Tom Kaminsky has the very latest now from the traffic center.
All right, let's go back out to the island. We do have closings that we've just gotten detail about on the westbound lanes of the LIE, well out in Suffolk County at Patchogue-Holbrook Road. Traffic shut there. Westbound Northern State closed down at the Queens Line. South Shore closed around the Meadowbrook. Now, there is really no traffic at all that we could see on the LIE. There is some running on the Grand Central. The city subways, obviously no service into lower Manhattan, but once you get north of Midtown, there is service up and running. And let's go over to Craig Allen in the WCBS Weather Center.
Clear nights expected, about 60 in the city, 50 to 55 for the suburbs, and 45 to 50 in the chillier spots. Not as cool tomorrow night. Sunshine tomorrow, 72 to 78, and the sun will give way to clouds later Thursday. Highs close to 80. There is a chance of a shower late Thursday or Thursday night, and then cooler Friday. I'm Craig Allen at the WCBS Weather Center.
Well, we have clear skies, for what that's worth. Blue skies, it's a beautiful day. If you look south, anywhere in Manhattan, of course, it is not clear. There is that greasy black smoke curling up toward the sky. It's 80 degrees right now. No wind to speak of to move it around. Relative humidity 41%.
On a day in which you would think there is nothing wrong with the world, to drive into Manhattan, what a frightening scene it was, Cameron. You saw it too. You see the police vehicles in front of the bridges and that curl of smoke in the sky behind them.
I did, and I managed to get in from Westchester by dint of showing my CBS ID and talking my way past multiple checkpoints, but it was a slow go trying to get down from the Bronx up where I live in Westchester. I went first to the train station, and it was making the normal announcement: no train service in or out of the city.
Well, so you hopped in the car.
Yeah, so I hopped in the car. Now we're getting some trains leaving the city, but nothing coming in yet.
Keep it right here at WCBS. You're listening to live continuing team coverage here at WCBS 880. I'm Paul Murnane this afternoon with Cameron Swayze. WCBS News Time, now 5:20 in the afternoon.
Terror strikes the U.S. A special report from WCBS.
CBS News Update, I'm Tom Foti. The terror in New York City has not ended with the collapse of two 110-story buildings that used to tower over the skyline of lower Manhattan. Late word that another major financial building there has collapsed, and others remain on fire and in danger of imminent collapse. Mayor Rudolph Giuliani.
Still a tremendous smoke condition. The doctors here said that there's a lot of damage that have been done to people's eyes, and the smoke condition is still horrendous. There are still some buildings that are structurally unsound that could come down, so they have to be very careful so that we don't lose more lives.
No fatality estimates yet. All this done with two hijacked jetliners forced to crash into the World Trade Center towers. Jim Oganowski's brother John was apparently the pilot of one of them. American Airlines Flight 11 scheduled from Boston to Los Angeles with 92 aboard.
I'm in some type of denial. I keep looking at the cornfield behind me, hoping that my brother comes walking on out.
Not long after those...
Apparently a problem
people
there.
People reported killed or injured there. And word of yet another hijacked plane crash. CBS News correspondent Bob Orr.
There's one very interesting thing that we have just learned, and it's about the plane that crashed in Pennsylvania. This may turn out to give investigators their best information as to who was behind these attacks and what their motive really was.
The Associated Press quotes two officials as saying the suspicion is focused on Islamic militant Osama bin Laden, long among the nation's most wanted, believed hiding in Afghanistan. President Bush will address the nation this evening. All air traffic remains grounded. The financial markets stay closed tomorrow as the nation absorbs the shock of terrorist attacks on its largest city and its military headquarters. CBS News Update, I'm Tom Foti.
We're also hearing that there will be a joint news conference tonight by the congressional leadership live from Washington, and we'll have that for you. That's scheduled for 7:30 tonight. You'll be hearing live coverage here at WCBS 880.
WCBS News Time, 5:22. The American Red Cross is going to open four shelters on Long Island for people who work on the island but live in Manhattan and are not able to get back into the city tonight. The Red Cross spokesman Jim Green says these drop-off centers will be open as of 5 o'clock, so they are open now. They are, and let's just pass that along to you quickly, Nassau Community College Gymnasium, Long Island University, CW Post Campus at the Interfaith Chapel, Southside Senior High School, Rockville Center, Plain Edge High School at Wingate and Peony Drives in North Massapequa.
And the doctors and nurses in the city suburbs are on standby to help at hospitals that might be overwhelmed with casualties from the World Trade Center disaster. The hospitals on Long Island, in the northern suburbs, New Jersey, and in Connecticut say they're standing ready to handle patients that might be transferred from the city to those suburban hospitals.
Con Ed says power, gas, and steam are all suspended to the Battery Park area. That's southern Manhattan in the area of the attack. Suspended until further notice. So there is no electricity in that area of lower Manhattan. The rest of the city is up and running after a fashion. We'll keep you posted on the latest from Con Ed. WCBS News Time, 5:23.
Terror strikes the U.S. A special report from WCBS.
WCBS reporter Mary Gay Taylor joining us live. Mary Gay? All right, apparently a problem we're having right now with our phone system. We're hearing right now at the World Trade Center that building number 7 has collapsed in lower Manhattan. World Trade Center building number 7, there's fire has been burning there obviously all day. A scene of great disaster, and there had been ongoing concern now, but we are hearing the number 7 building in the World Trade Center complex has now collapsed.
There was also some concern just a little bit earlier about a building adjacent to that, building number 5 in the World Trade Center area, and now you can see a resurgence of some of the smoke billowing up, presumably from the collapse of building number 7. We do know there were rescue personnel in the area, firefighters and police. We do not know how close they were to that area, but they were looking for survivors in the World Trade Center complex itself. Mayor Giuliani had said earlier, yes, there were survivors in there, and they were trying to reach them.
Let's listen in live right now, live coverage on CBS 2.
Try to get out of town. In New Jersey roadways are being affected by security measures there. Again, a state of emergency is declared for both New York State and the state of New Jersey. I-80 eastbound, I-95 northbound traffic is being diverted in Bergen County from the GW Bridge. From that area, I-80 is also closed eastbound from Saddlebrook Road. You can expect delays in downtown Newark. We're going to get you more information on this as it becomes available. Also, subway service, all the letter lines are running. The number 7 subway line also running. By the way, only emergency vehicles are being allowed into Manhattan.
And this just into 7 World Trade Center, which is the building that is there burning now. We are getting reports that it might have collapsed. It is the building that has been on fire all day long, and we are getting reports that it might have collapsed. Joining us on the phone now is Scott Mezzo. Scott was actually on the 81st floor at the World Trade Center when this tragedy happened this morning. Scott, are you with us?
I am.
Scott, tell us where you were and what you saw.
I was in One World Trade Center. I was on the 81st floor, the south side of the building.
A little before 9, we heard an explosion.
Scott, let me interrupt. You are watching Building 7 at the World Trade Center collapse. That is the collapse of Building 7 at the World Trade Center. Biz Dementri was within a block or two of that just a short time ago, did get out of the way, and told us the firefighters had not been able to fight that fire because of imminent collapse. It has happened. Building 7 now has fallen.
And that is the building, Todd, am I correct in saying, where the emergency management operation was located? Not right now, but...
There have been some reports of that earlier, but it's since been told that's not the case. Again, the mayor and New York City staff going elsewhere. Right.
Live coverage from CBS 2 here at WCBS 880.
And here is CBS correspondent Scott Pelley describing what's happening now at the World Trade Center.
But I can tell you that an hour ago, there were a number of firefighters and police officers in the area. They were watching building number 7 burn because there was frankly nothing they could do about it. The inferno was huge. So much of the building was collapsing into the street bit by bit that they were unable to do anything with it. And now it seems that building number 7 has finally...
Iraq.